Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here tonight with Aaron, and we're going to talk about how playing a sport growing up can help with your adult tennis game. And Aaron and I are so excited to have Carla with us. She is an amazing doubles player. Both Aaron and I have played with her. So Carla, thank you so much for doing this. And can you tell us how playing volleyball helped with your adult tennis game?
Yes. So Carolyn and Aaron, thank you both so much for having me on. I'm excited. It's been a while, so I'm honored to be here tonight. I would say for a volleyball player, growing up playing volleyball, when I first started playing tennis, it just reminded me of when I played in high school, when I played in middle school, a lot of the motions, you know, whether it's serving or doing an overhead or certain volleys, it essentially reminded me of that same approach, those same actions when I played volleyball. And I love being add in tennis, and equivalent to volleyball, I was an outside hitter. So I'm just used to being at the net, being ready, always being nimble. I'm not as fast now as I was, 20 some years ago. However, it's that same motion. So I would say of all the sports, for me, volleyball is most like tennis.
Yes.
Carla has a shot where she takes her racket and hits the ball when she's at the net, like straight down to the ground as hard as she can so that it bounces like 800 feet in the air where nobody can get it. Even if it stays in the court, which oftentimes, and Carolyn does this too, but oftentimes it bounces so high that it bounces like behind our opponents and over the fence. But when it does stay in, it's still ungettable. Like, it's just one of those shots that's, you can tell when someone hits that ball that they've played a sport like volleyball.
Yeah, that is like one of my favorite shots.
I like it too as your partner.
Yeah. Right, I like it too when Chip does it.
For me, I think it really is a natural instinct. It is that same overhead is just like going up and hitting a kill shot in volleyball. So it's very kind of instinctual, but at the same time, I do like to put the ball away for my partner, and same with volleyball. I enjoyed making that winning shot in volleyball. So it's a fun shot. I'll say that.
Yeah. I don't have it. I wish I did. I wish I had played volleyball. But
we just need to watch Carla.
Exactly. Carla. Well, funny you should say that, because her and I played a match last fall or a couple falls ago where it's combo season. And she did that shot so many times in a match that we had against these really nice ladies. And the 4-0 that we were playing against was looking at Carla, like right after she hit one of those, like as a winner, and it literally went over the fence. And she looked at her, and I kind of looked at the lady thinking, is she upset? Is she mad? Is she going to say something to Carla? Like, that was a great shot. I don't know what she could possibly be thinking about. And so I looked at her and I was kind of like, are you okay? And she was like, I'm so amazed that she can do that shot. I'm trying to figure out what that technique is so that I can integrate that into my game. Like, it was a huge compliment to Carla.
And just so that everyone knows, Carla's rated a 3.5, and both Aaron and I are rated 4.0s. But what was it that you found, Aaron, that in UTR, Carla's higher than us?
She's rated than higher than both of us.
Which I think is accurate, to be honest.
I do too.
Probably
from
negative.
From like a doubles perspective.
I do too.
She's very, very good.
It's funny that the computer can pick that up too, right?
So weird to
it's
me.
Amazing. It's amazing.
That is weird, because I would not, and you guys have, you're amazing players, and I would not have guessed that. Like, I would have.
I have another question. Do you find adult tennis more mentally exhausting than volleyball? I know I do, compared to basketball. I after a basketball match or a basketball game, I feel great, at least mentally. After tennis matches, I can sometimes feel terrible.
Yeah, that's a great question. Long story short, yes, it's so frustrating. And I think for people that did play team sports, you had, for let's take basketball, you had other people. You had four other people on the court at all times.
Yes.
And similarly, when I finished a basketball game, win or lose, I pretty much bounced back right away. Right. I was like, go on to the next thing, right? And so I think with tennis, It looks easy. Like when people, when I watch tennis on TV, you know, it's a racket, it's a ball. How hard can it be, right?
Yeah. Three things, right? Just get the ball.
Just three things. Just hit it over the net, you know? And then when I started playing, I realized, oh, you know, there's a lot of more nuances to this sport and they are frustrating. So whether you are able to get to the ball or hit it in or hit it angles, there are all these variations. And I think that, you know, with a basketball, it's a huge ball, right? It goes into a net, not a problem. It's a huge volleyball. It goes over the net and in. But I think because of the various dynamics in tennis, it makes it frustrating. And in tennis, it's you, if you're playing singles, it's all on you. Or for me in doubles, it's me and my partner. And so either you're helping your partner or you could have a day where you just not on and you're hurting your team. So I definitely would agree, Carolyn. It is, tennis is very frustrating.
Yes.
So have you ever wanted to quit tennis?
I have.
I think I know this about you.
Yeah, I have wanted to quit tennis on every level, 2-5-3-0, and I think 3-5-2. and I just started 3-5.
We haven't, I was going to say, we haven't. You can't quit yet. You just
started. Yeah. I think 2-5, I wanted to, and this is, again, all on me, right? So I came out to play tennis because I wanted to exercise and have fun. And tennis is a lifetime sport. So I was like, oh, this would be great, you know, leisure. And that competitive spirit just kind of came back. Yes. And so we were playing a match at 2-5 level and it was bad, y'all. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, I just hit a clinic probably the day before to do all those things in a match. And so we lost big time. And I remember that night I couldn't sleep. So the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm sure our tennis pro will have all the answers. So I called her. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm quitting. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, it was bad. And she was like, there's no magic to it. She's like, you just got to get out there, keep playing, keep practicing and working on your game.
Yeah. No kidding.
Good point.
So, okay. So you've played a lot of matches as a 2-5 and a 3-0. And you already have played on 3-5 teams, even though you were a 3-0. But I'm sure you have a ton of memorable matches, especially since you've gone to states several times. So can you tell us about, you know, one of your most memorable matches?
Yeah. So I've had a lot of great matches with both of you. Carolyn and I have been at some very dynamic, very interesting matches.
Yes.
Erin, you and I have played together a ton. And I've always enjoyed playing with both of you, truthfully. But I would say that my most memorable match is going back to 2019 States, and it was summertime, super, super hot. And I didn't necessarily prepare for the heat, and I definitely did not prepare for playing on hard courts. And so my partner and I think this was our second match of the day. We just played a morning match. We went and got a quick lunch, came back to play in the afternoon, and it was just hot. I mean, like 99 degrees hot. And then it's 125 degrees being on a hard court. So we were looking for any piece of like shade, yes, tree branch, you know, that we can find just to have a little bit of reprieve. And so this match is long. Like we're literally 2 hours into it. We see the 2-5 court walk off. And they didn't say thumbs up, thumbs down. We just had no idea if they won or not. So, Carolyn, you were playing with a partner, and I did notice that you guys had lost. So, yeah. I said, either I'm going to pass out and win, and it'll be great, or I'm just going to pass out and it doesn't really count because it wouldn't matter. So, we went into a tiebreak, and the opponents were, they were tired as well. So, Carolyn comes with this amazing cooler.
And the Carolyn said, cooler. It's
yes,
famous.
The Carolyn cooler. And so she's like, hey, Carla, do you want this ice towel or whatever it was? I was like, yes, I want that. I need that. And Carolyn, honestly, if I didn't have that towel, I think I would have like passed out.
I doubt that's the case. But
yeah, so I was excited. We finally, after like 3 hours, we won the match, walk off. And I started crying. Yes. And I don't know why. I think it was just the excitement. It was hot. It was, you know, I left it all out there. I really don't care. I like to have fun. But win or lose, if I've played my best, like that's, I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
And so we won that match. And my partner was super happy. And we advanced. So that would be my most
memorable. That's awesome. That's a great
And this was actually the deciding court as to whether we made the finals the next day for states.
Wow. I would have cried too.
Ended up winning states. But I remember that match. I know exactly what match Carla's talking about. And she really, there is something amazing about watching someone give it all out on a court. And so when Carla came off, I remember this, you started crying. I mean, a bunch of us were around you and we're all crying too and tearing up. And it was, and I remember how hot it was. It was so hot. It was miserable. And of course, we're at courts with like no benches, no water, no chairs. Mm-hmm. And it was burning up. But Carla just did amazing that day. And your partner, Angie, too. I mean, you guys just did incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's a great memory. It was a great day.
That's a good memory.
And Aaron, real quick, would you say one of your most memorable matches is with Carla?
Oh, I have most of my memorable matches, I think, were with Carla. yeah, we did play several states matches together in 2019 also. You won states twice in 2019. Yeah. You won in summer and in fall.
That's right.
But yeah, we were on that 40, we were on a 40 over 6-5 team. And we had so many matches. We had the opposite effect that you had in the summer. We were actually... we were at the beach for fall states, but it was freezing and we had, it might've even been a hurricane. Like there was a ton of rain. So we had to do a pro set for one of our, for our very toughest match to get us into the final. We had to play a pro set.
Oh, I hate pro sets.
They're awful. I would rather play a 3-hour match in the heat than play an 8-game pro set in the cold because it's also no ad, but we had really tough opponents and we were just... I mean, you were on fire that weekend to the point where we had some opponents, not that match specifically, but matches before that. We had, I had people that came up and, you know, shook our hands at the net and said, we can't tell which one of you is the 3-5 and which one's the 3-0. Like she was just that good all weekend. But yeah, we had several really good matches, but, that one, I probably wanted to cry after that match that we won because I just knew like, they were the toughest people in our flight. And I knew beating them, like we could have beat anybody at state, you know, anybody at that level at states. And a lot of my most memorable matches are with Carla.
Thanks so much to Carla for talking with us tonight. She's not only a fantastic tennis player, she's also an incredible person. I have to tell you that I'm the most scared of former volleyball players at the net. If you would like to see a picture of Carla, please check out our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.